The Drama of the Week is a download from the BBC.
So, we were talking about, I mean, there's a lot we can do, depending on what, you know, depending on, it depends on how big a change you want.
I mean, I didn't originally want a change, I wanted a...
Sure.
I'm forced into this, aren't I? Let's not pretend.
We got the option of, because here we got various... If you lift your arm, other arm, various leopards, a puma, two pumas under your arm. So we can always match with these because the skin here, the inside arm.
If I wanted
arm,
a puma,
sure,
you know what?
Sure.
I would have asked for it.
Well, OK. You lead the conversation then.
What are you doing?
I'm going to eat a pot of yoghurt.
I don't want any leopards.
Right. Animals, geometric shapes, people, figures. Excuse me. Celtic symbols, Russian prison, Russian mafia, Sailor Jerry, floral, portrait, Mary.
No, not
Mexican
portrait.
David,
I hate portrait.
Not portrait.
Look, I don't know, can't you turn her into a tree or something?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't bugger up a tree, can you?
You're very lucky I'm giving you this cover-up.
Yeah, I don't think I am. I think you're doing it because you screwed up my chat and your woman lost the paperwork.
If you were unhappy, why...
Have you not got any of your dad's?
What?
Designs.
No.
Oh, he was good. Well, why don't you let you or something?
Not now.
Not now?
Not now.
Well, the girl let me do.
That's because she's scared of you. Don't touch that.
Why not?
Because it's hermetically bloody sealed and it's... Put that down.
The girl said you were free.
I'm not free. It's a consultation.
Hi.
You all right?
Hattie!
Am I coming up or should I stay and talk to this gentleman?
Hattie!
Sorry,
what
I didn't catch you.
Hattie! Hattie! Oh, hi. Who's this?
This is your brother, Anya. Hi again.
Hi.
And did you read the list of people who are allowed down to my station when I'm working?
Well, it's... Hang on.
Hattie, there's no list.
Oh.
There's no list because when people come in here and you hear me down there going... Or where you don't hear me going, whatever the... Whatever you hear me doing, when I'm downstairs, it means that I am working. That means no one comes in.
But...
What's this?
Egg.
In the appointments book?
It fell out of sandwich.
This isn't working. I'm sorry, Hattie. If this were the first little thing, then... We both know it's not working, yeah?
I guess. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry I have to be this guy, but I am. Or I have to be all... You've driven me to it, possibly.
Yeah, I think I can do that.
Okay.
Do you want to go for a drink? I'm seeing Bella.
Who's Bella?
Bella, who used to be John. She's only just...
No, Hattie. I have an enormous number of things to do.
Okay. Well, it's end of play and I'm fired, so... Bye, Moss.
Oh, don't forget your inhaler.
Night, Bella.
Can't believe you fired Hattie.
Hey! Only told you were doing your job.
Wait downstairs. Come up to the flat.
I'm not here for that.
You're going to see Dad.
I'm not here to see Dad.
I know you're not here to see Dad. I mean it in a guilt-tripping way.
I didn't pick up on that.
Didn't you? I'm trying to crowbar you upstairs. Can I get some leverage, possibly?
No, I'm kind of sidestepping your whole effort.
Because you make little to no effort. I mean, you know how hard I... You know? Oh, it's pointless, isn't it? Because you know...
Well, that makes what I was going to say a little bit more awkward.
What? Oh, don't do this. Don't do this.
I think I'm enabling you.
No, you don't. You just changed your mind.
No, I think I'm enabling you. Like a wife with an abusive husband.
Like a wife with an abusive husband?
Well, okay, alcoholic then. Either way, you don't come out smelling of Kirsty Allsop, do you? And I think... Well, after much thinking, I think it could even be the best thing to happen to you.
I asked for 1 year assistance. That's all. Some assistance.
And I was wrong to
Plus,
say yes.
Practically, I'm Dad's carer. Practically. If you didn't have me, you'd have to employ someone.
I'd make sure she were cheaper.
You can't say yes and then no.
Of course I can. I'm human, fickle, mercurial.
You're on the spectrum.
You know perfectly well I'm not. Nicola had me tested. Anyway, I'm part funny, so I'm going to have to check no one's dinked my hood.
Please.
Anya.
Please.
I'm going to make one more payment at the end of this month, and that should help you float until you, till you stop floating, I suppose. You should get that girl Hattie back.
No.
People like her.
She's incompetent.
Yeah, people like her.
Meaning what?
Meaning you, you compliment each other.
Boredom, I could maybe I'll do a salad with it. Close the curtains.
The light gets in the telly.
What?
The light gets in the telly. If the curtains are closed, I can see the screen, I can see the shapes. I know the order of the loose women by the colours.
Why are you brushing your teeth? Hmm? Why you got the radio on as well? Mind!
I saw him.
Yeah?
I knew he was there, didn't I, Zizek? Hey,
I could do my own soup. I could find my way around the kitchen.
So Hattie was doing her usual? This
yeah,
time...
don't even think about it.
About what?
Firing her. You can't afford to.
She screws up the appointments and she's vacuous.
She's pretty and she brings people in. Besides, she's not vacuous. She's optimistic. There's a difference.
How would you know she's pretty, Dad?
Your tone of voice.
I'll do soup, chips and salad. That's all right, isn't it?
She is, isn't she?
In a predictable way, I guess, kind of.
She is, isn't she?
I don't know, maybe. Everyone likes different things.
She is, isn't she?
Yeah, flawless. Ish, okay.
She's posh. She gives you a level of, you know, modernity, sophistication.
She's from Anglesey.
You haven't fired her already, have you?
No, Dad.
What soup?
Carrot and coriander?
Coriander.
Dad? Why were you brushing your teeth?
I don't know. Right. Breaks up the day. Anyway, I thought you had a client.
I did.
Oh, don't leave that bloody client on his own down there.
I haven't, Dad.
Idiot knocks a thing over or plays with something. You've got a lawsuit on you.
He left half an hour ago.
Yeah, yeah. All right, then where are you going with your keys?
Downstairs. But for altogether different reasons. Mm-hmm.
I can add up numbers. And I can subtract numbers. And I can keep score. The overheads, the ground rent, the small amount I get from letting the car space outside the shop. And I can put them in two little neat rows as much as I like, but if you can peek, you can trough. And apparently, according to the numbers, you can trough without ever peeking too.
Oh, God's sake, you hateful arse-headed old...
Women and trees. Women and trees. I'm sure I've done something I can adapt. No. 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 Oh. Shishet, please. Oh, come on.
Your eyes have gone all hunty. Oh, what have you got? Hmm? What have you got there? It's just a toy. It's like a little McDonald's freebie or something, isn't it?
And I'm saying this because cornered, almost, by the bed... Huh? About the size of a toe, but skinny like a slither of soap. Is this living little basically human thing with wings? And she goes, what on earth are you, you funny, beautiful thing?
Oh, sod off, Shish.
I like your little... That's like a little basically tutu, isn't it? With tiny web-like straps and her hair up in a kind of spidery mess. She has tiny silver buckles on her shoes.
Oh, OK, let's just calm down. We're going to pop this jam jar over. Just to keep you safely safe, Inton. Slip some paper under. Hello, little one.
Will you look at you?
Skin all shiny and bright.
Cheekbones you could dial a phone with. Face like a slapped ass.
What are you?
What have you done?
Nothing. I've just spilt
something.
What, is Zizek bothering
No. you? Well, yeah, all right, he is. Take him, will you?
What is it? Here we go. Come on, you smelly
elf. Oh, God, I'm so sorry. Oh.
What's left of the little thing is mostly soaking into the sketch pad on my desk. Ugh. Where the paper is humming with an odd phosphorescence. A sort of greeny, bluey, citrusy sort of...
Hey, Anya. Ken.
All right, love. How's it diddling?
Oh, hi.
I'm just floating through for... Hey, last night, before I left, because we're out of coffee and the kitty's out too, I don't mind getting it out of my own, you know, but I was going to ask in case...
Oh.
You all right, kid?
Oh, hey, did you do these?
£3 going to do it.
No. Are these your designs?
Don't sound so... Why, what's wrong with them?
All of them.
Yeah, don't just traipse through them.
When?
Last night, what's wrong with them?
Don't be like that.
Like what?
Don't be an idiot. There's nothing wrong with them. There's, like, literally nothing wrong with them. Like, this is actually, factually, big head time for Anya. Whoosh! It should double or quadruple in size and then pop!
Big head time for Anya.
The colours are so... They're very whooshy. This one's my favourite.
Which?
The one with the footprints.
Give it.
Imagine having that, like, right round your side and up your back or something. Nearly like that Myra Hindley painting from The Thing. Do you know the one? The one that's all handprints, Anya?
Yeah.
Seriously, it's really messy and chaotic, but it really works. Even how the paper's all torn up and that, like there's been a struggle.
Pass it, Atty.
Have a look.
No.
Seriously, around my waist or something?
No.
Let's have a gander.
No, just... they're not finished. You sure £3 won't cover it?
What, coffee? Are you mad? £3? This isn't the early 1990s, Anya, love.
Yeah, I've got some change.
Why is that writing?
Huh?
On the till.
What?
There's not.
In lipstick. Who did that? Did you do that?
Why did you do that?
I didn't. There isn't.
Beware.
What?
Oh. Nothing.
No, what?
Just don't bother, Anya. Right, I'm going back upstairs.
What? Don't bother
pissing
what?
Pissing around with you. Hattie, sweetheart, yeah, my daughter considers herself a stealth optician. Yeah, she just wants to chart my eyesight.
Oh, Anya.
That's not true, Dad.
You keep moving things around.
For Christ's sakes, Dad.
You're a bit snappy.
I'm always snappy. Dad! Why are you here? I thought I fired you.
Inhaler.
What?
I left my inhaler, so I had to come back for it. I left it on purpose.
Coffee.
Yes, boss.
Dad!
Oh. Anya!
Dad! What happened?
It's you! Constantly moving a rug around. I tripped, didn't I? What is on me?
Your armchair.
I had a fat crush. Did that get on me? Did he get it off me?
God.
Because I can see how it got on him. It's like something from Gulliver's Travels. With pulleys and ropes and...
Okay. Oh.
Well, what is it?
Oh, nothing. I trod in, one of Zizek's contributions. Here we go. Do you want to give me a hand?
No. Why couldn't I get that bloody armchair off me?
Probably just the angles, leverage.
Yeah, that'd be right. Get us some awful wasting disease now.
Whoa, hand!
Oh. Is that Zizek muck?
Yeah. Don't wipe it, don't move. Let me get something to put it in.
And yeah.
Papa?
What was all that noise?
What noise?
The chipmunkies. Squeaky.
The telly. Some dreadful Disney nonsense.
It was Everybody Loves Raymond.
It was a weird episode.
Now, put your hand out flat. There we are.
Just the tiniest blip in the tattoo cap. Just the weeniest dab of the tattoo machine. Hovering over my wrist. I don't know, a face. A heart, a squiggle. It doesn't matter. Except, what if it's infected? Or toxic? Or I just... I'm a coward.
Come here, boy. Up, up. Here.
Let's see if we can't find a little spot somewhere.
Maybe on your neck there?
But his stupid, empty, frosty, innocent eyes stare up at me.
Go on, get lost. I obviously can't bring myself to hurt a dumb animal.
Hang on.
Oh,
how are we doing?
Fine.
Finishing up.
Just really, I feel sensitive for some reason.
Do you want me to stop?
She smiles. And maybe it's the first time I notice how her face is always on the cusp of a smile. Of yet another eruptive, peppery, apricot-coloured smile.
Well, do you or not?
No. Why don't you like Bella?
Bella? I do.
Some women get odd around transgendereds.
They're not called transgendereds. Anyway, no.
Why did you make her wait outside, then?
Because, Hattie, I'm a bloody artist, that's why.
It's just... Yeah, it must have been a weird spot.
Yeah? And we're done. Have a look in the mirror. What do you think?
I don't get it.
What don't you get? Hattie.
I don't get it.
What?
How did you do that? Like it moves. No, it does. Look, come here. Look. Like, not quite, but sort of like those magic eye things from when you were a kid.
It doesn't move.
I'm not saying it stalks about. I'm saying it's like it ripples.
Good.
It's a new design. A kind of bouquet around her collarbones and tiptoeing across her throat and chest in a tapering out effect, almost like an animal print. Those tiny little footprints and handprints she'd loved.
Happy?
It's really hot. Like I'm one of those old school radiators. Feel.
Like hurty hot?
Yeah, like sunburned hot? Scaldy hot, like a burn. Actually, do you mind if I sit down?
Okay, sit. Just relax. Don't scratch. Do you want your inhaler? Are you panicking? Do you want your inhaler?
Sorry. Sorry, I'm going all John Hurt on you.
No. Where is it? Is it one of the pockets? Hattie, do you need your inhaler?
I'm fine. You look worried. Almost like...
What?
Like you had human feelings.
And she does one of those smiles again.
I don't think I can pay you this month.
Thought so.
Bella, we're done!
Oh, decent. Hats?
Yep.
Maybe or not.
Mostly vaguely.
Have a look before it gets covered.
Holy mica.
Isn't it?
Seriously. The design, I mean, I saw it on paper, but, well, I hope you don't mind. Hat showed me quite a few of your new work, but they're so good. And this...
No touching.
No, I wasn't going to.
Sorry, that came out.
No. You did a fairy on my back, do you remember, with a sitar?
Yeah, I think.
That wasn't this. This don't is be... a... What? Oh, no, I didn't mean it like that. I meant, I mean, they should cut your skin off and hang it in the Louvre.
thanks.
Right, cling film's going on.
Bella.
You're in the way. Oh, right. Oh, sorry, I was just thinking. Anya, have you ever done tattoos that aren't pictures exactly?
Oh, OK.
Off the bed.
Right. Oh, good night.
Yeah.
Oh, and take your shit with you.
My bed.
I can hear him in here. Dad!
Oh, where are you, foul, crapulent poo machine?
How could you get behind the books, eh?
Dumb old
Look, look. Is this about your friend? That was an accident. That was... You don't start up a dialogue and then just kill a thing, do you? And the other one I trod on. Accidentally. Accidentally! Oi!
Yeah, no, you're right. I don't know where he is.
Oh, right. Yeah, OK.
What's that?
Hmm?
The chirruping, the chatter.
I was just...
Turn the lights on.
The lights are on.
It's dim in here.
Show me what's
making that noise.
What noise? Fancy a cuppa or anything?
Maybe, yeah.
Or I've got some ciders if you'd...
I'll tell you what, I'm all right for a drink.
Yeah?
Yeah. But listen, right? Put a little tipple of cloudy cider in a saucer for them. They like a bit of that.
What?
It is them, isn't it? Go on. Here.
No, I can't. I'll do it.
They are back. I knew it.
There you go.
Here, hang it up. It's a sign. Yeah, you know, it's good news.
Is it?
They used to help your mum. They come in the night, yeah?
Yeah.
They used to do her accounts.
Right.
And business, the legal stuff and that. Your mum was dyspraxic.
Dyslexic?
Yeah, I don't know. She wasn't thick. And anyway, that's what they do. Hopping about on her calculator and that at 3 a.m. like little, I don't know, idiots. Like little idiots. But clever.
Oh, that's...
I remember we had this legal dispute about that parking space out the front once, right? And they... I tell you what... What's that?
I may have been a bit generous with the bowl of cider.
You silly mare. They'll drown like skaggies in a bowl. No, just a saucer. No bloody wonder they're so...
Yeah, I wasn't thinking.
But think of the size ratio. You've got to get in there.
Yeah, I'll just... Around his leg. Oh, God, he's almost down to the bone. Okay. Do you see this? Do you know what this is I've got here? This is your last chance to accept my apology. I apologise from the bottom of my stupid heart. Everything on my mother's grave. Right. I'm trying to get you. Come here, you little. Here, you. You're going to get the lawyer. Prepare to meet my kitchen. This is your fault. It's your own fault.
Hi.
Hello.
I was hoping to have a word with Anya.
Hello.
Oh, you're Anya, who runs the place.
Hello. I don't know how else I can...
I'm Hugh. Can I, I know you're probably really, come on, brain. I just wanted to know if you'd theoretically, if you'd take on an apprentice. I've studied. I mean, I've done shed loads ever since I was a kid. These aren't them. I did a foundation at Central. It's Central St. Martin's.
Yeah, I know the one.
Yeah, I'm a friend of Hattie's.
Everyone's a friend of Hattie's. Hattie!
Hello?
What are yours?
Oh, yeah, we met at that thing that in the gardens there, didn't we? Toby?
Hugh.
Hugh! You asked me about my...
tattoo, yeah.
Yeah, everyone asks about my tattoo.
On her chest, here. It's... Oh. That's what I want to do. What I didn't think was possible.
Hattie, where are you going?
Cigarette.
You don't smoke?
Oh, I do now.
What about your asthma?
Gone.
What?
I'm sorry, I can, you know, run around, answer phones. I can... Look at me, I can just stand here and suck up if you like.
Are you asthmatic?
No.
It doesn't just... I'm sorry, I forgot where we were.
You were about to turn me down.
Sorry.
Can you fit me in anyway, for an appointment?
Nothing this week. Getting on to next month.
Next month?
Hattie has a lot of friends, apparently. She's my walking billboard.
Why are we having takeaway food? Takeaway food? Are we celebrating?
No time to cook.
I wondered if we were celebrating.
I know, you said that.
So I did.
Wait. Can't start. I'm going to brush my teeth.
No, I swear it's a nervous thing now.
I have to change my socks whenever someone mentions City Farms. I've no idea why.
Dad, sit.
I have to brush my teeth or else I won't notice the difference.
Won't your curry taste minty?
He thinks minty is neutral.
Oh, God. He's under my feet. Can someone shoo him away?
Make sure I get plenty of jalfrezi.
Do it yourself. You're not a corpse.
Anya.
Hmm?
The cat.
Gigi, go on.
What happened to its leg?
If you want anything, grab it before Dad gets back.
Maybe a poppadom? Can I take a poppadom without anything else?
No, Moss, that's your spoon, basically. You can't come to a mill and just eat the spoons.
Well, may I have half a poppadom?
I wanted to ask you something.
Oh, and let's not talk about money.
No, look.
What's this?
I'm paying you back.
I thought you wanted to borrow. I was preempting a plea for money.
I'm giving you money.
And this isn't a trick? Because you know you're not allowed to do that.
Here.
This is a lot.
Well, we're doing well. Dad, you delinquent old cesspit, sit down and eat. Am I the only one eating?
You must be proud, Dad. How's Hattie?
Popular, which is... We're both popular, actually. The business is really...
Tell her, if you fire her again, she can come and work for me.
Whatever.
It's not Moss she's interested in.
What?
Come on. The idea must have popped up occasionally.
No.
She's never anywhere else. I'd say the same if you're a fella. Look, be careful of that girl's heart.
Are you serious?
Of course I'm bloody serious. Moss, throw something at her, will you?
Of course.
Right. Lampasander.
Right. Where's Jalfrezi?
Under your elbow there, practically.
Where?
There, by your bloody... You're practically standing in it, Dad.
What's wrong with his leg?
Which...
No, other elbow. What?
His leg, Anya, leg. Have you done something to the cat's leg?
No.
He's limping.
Is he?
Yes, Dad, sit. I only just got him sat down, Moss, and then...
Where is he?
Dad, no, because you're up
by
now, and you'll only have to brush your teeth again, and we'll never get round...
Where?
He's completely fine. He got caught up on something in the garden. Look, you know that mattress they chucked over the fence?
Anya.
What? He got his foot tangled in a spring.
Where is he?
It was nothing.
Anya, where is he? Where is he? What?
He's right in front of you, Dad.
On the floor or on a sofa?
On the side. There.
I was looking on the floor.
He was on the floor, and then he's not bad. He's just a little limp. It's like Anya
like
said.
It's not even a scratch. Honestly.
Okay. I wanted to see if I could see.
See what?
Anything at all.
And?
No. I think that's it now. I might go to my room. Get that, please, will
you? Hello?
Oh, hi. Look, sorry. I'm so sorry. This is Bella.
Bella?
Bella from the other day, the tattoo. Bella who used to be John.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. That's...
I'm here with Hattie, and... I thought I was drunk. I wasn't. I'm not... it's not like a thing with me. It's, Hattie's hitting me. Oi, seriously? Whatever you did what no amount of surgery could ever do. This Bella's got tits. I mean, I thought they were convincing before, but...
We're at the Black Sparrow, if you fancy a squid.
Hello?
Still
hello?
Here.
Everyone's having a squid.
Hattie, I'll take your orange juice away. I can't even find the silicone. Anya, this is magic. I'm so grateful, really. Anya, are you still there?
It will sting.
Yeah, no shit.
Oh.
Look, just don't mess it up, right? I don't want to look like a kid's drawing every time I blink.
Do you want me to do this or not?
Well, I guess I'll never see the results.
Close your eyes and don't twitch.
Ah!
I said it!
Oh, you're not colouring in the back of my skull.
If we have to stop every time you want to complain...
God. Jesus, Anya. You surely done this before?
I did Hattie against her lungs. Mm. Her asthma, like, evaporated. She's smoking fags now. Bella...
Yeah, friendly Bella.
Yeah, friendly Bella, yeah. I tattooed her nipples after the surgery because it was... Well, not botched is bad, but it wasn't very feminine.
What, and this was their idea?
Close your eyes. Do you want something to bite on? Dad?
Wait.
You can open your eyes.
Just give me a moment, right? I don't want to...
All right, all right.
Just pack up what's on me.
All right, madam.
Oh, I get sparkles.
What's that?
Just...
Are you just going to lie there with your eyes closed?
I think I'm getting sparkles, Anya.
Well, good. That's a good thing.
Oh!
What are you doing?
Oh, I saw something.
No, you didn't. Your eyes are closed.
Oh, there's something on me.
Look, hey, just be patient.
Hey, see that? Hey, quick, I saw it.
No, you didn't, Dad.
Oh, get him off me!
Dad, be careful. Sit.
Where are you, Anya?
Here. What can you see?
There's blood. There's blood in the floors.
What?
He looks at me. His eyes closed. My little freehand outlines flickering on his eyelids.
Upstairs.
It's not, Dad. How can you...
Take me upstairs.
Dad, there's nothing.
You take up the floorboards by the door. I'll do this one.
This is... Oh. Dad!
Well, what's down here? Look.
I am. I'm... Yeah, I am.
What's down here?
This, like, sort of street thing with, these, like, shoebox-sized rooms that come off either side.
What else?
Kind of little unmade beds, tables on their side, and cupboards with their doors open, and tiny fingerprint-sized suits and dresses scattered over the floors.
Is there anyone there?
No. Can you see them?
Right there. What about here?
Little offices. Tiny typewriters. Look, filing cabinets. Oh, it's like a doll's house. There's a courthouse and a lane and a broken cart thing. There's...
And you can't see them. But little yellowy ghosts staring up at us. Hey, you can't see what they've written.
There's no one. There's no writing. They're just...
What have you done, Anya?
What?
How many did you kill?
I don't know. I just... I needed the ink, Dad. Dad, talk to me. What have they written?
Judgment. Tomorrow. First light. They're coming.
Dad's asleep on the sofa. I gave him the last handful of my sleeping pills, enough to knock him out. The first light over the chimney scape, and the line of guttering glows thin, sharp, citrus colours. I watch the streets for... I don't know. I watch the streets for...
Hello? Hello? Who is that? What the hell are you doing here?
What were you expecting? Good God, what have you done to the floor?
Moss!
How does one negotiate one's way into the living room exactly? Is Dad up?
No, shh, he's sleeping.
Well, you can close the door, Anya, and send the outside in. Oh,
please, this isn't the time, it's early.
And soon it'll be late. Rather too late.
I'm here in a professional capacity as advocate employed by Dean Haddon and Gowsley, hereafter referred to as the plaintiff's representatives, in order to hand you a writ given me in good faith by our client, hereafter referred to as the plaintiff, to advise...
Stop, wait, what?
No, if I stop, I have to start again. Dean Haddon and Gowsley have had the distinct honour of being appointed as acting English legal advocate and intermediary for the Impature, or Picked Dynasty.
Dynasty?
Fairies. Although the more recent colloquial connotation of the term fairy has meant our client prefers the term picked or immature people or pixie.
What?
Having said this, our client wishes to state expressly that the picked people are a race who consider themselves a diverse cultural melting pot with no prejudice towards people whose sexuality...
Oh, shut up, Moss!
They don't even breed in the usual mammalian fashion, so any sexual
Just
prejudice...
Without the faff, what are you saying?
The picked community holds you responsible for the death of a township of its people. Under protest, they are willing to negotiate an out-of-court settlement in order to not further exacerbate relations between our two peoples. And frankly, that's good news.
Is that your professional opinion?
It's my only opinion. This isn't the Middle Ages. You can't just run around bludgeoning innocent people and grinding up their bones to make your ink, Anya. It's barbaric.
They started it.
Oh, did they? Oh, no, because if they did, we might have a leg to stand on. I mean, if they imprisoned you or Dad or did you any harm
or butchered several dozen
of your people...
This is Nicola, isn't it?
In what way is this Nicola?
This is what happens when you get all coupley with your boss.
The Picked Dynasty is an amalgam of lineage-based clans and subclans, one of which had settled here in the winter of 1978, without ever meeting any animosity from the human populace. They, over several generations, began to consider this their home by proxy.
Oh, come on!
Do you want to make an informed decision or not? As a result of the recent fighting, they're contesting you for the rights to the premises. They want a homeland.
What? For the whole... What? It'll be overrun!
Oh, hang on, hold on. Hello? Yes. Oh, yes, is our client still present? Wonderful! Yes, I'm speaking to her now. I wonder if I could relay to them that the defendants are keen to negotiate a settlement. Excuse me a moment.
Moss! You can't just chuck us out! Because it's Dad too! What are we going to do?
Yeah, Annie, please!
No, but how am I going to negotiate? How? What am I going to negotiate with?
Excellent! That's good news!
What are you talking about?
Our client is prepared to enter mediation. They've just gone to consult their necessary partners and they'll return with the offer of a deal. There'll be a lot to discuss. Certain physical conditions. But it's a relief not to have to hand you the writ, isn't it?
Just the tiniest smidge of special ink. So small a dose, you almost wouldn't know. But almost is a tricksy word. Tricks of the light you almost don't see. Almost is where the best magic is.
Do the cover-ups hurt more than the...
What?
You know.
What? Oh, no. No. It's removals that hurt. Oh. Cover-ups just the same as the one they're covering up.
Before we start, weren't you blind? I'm sure someone said you were blind and under your sunnies, aren't you? You know.
Blind?
Your daughter said, didn't you?
No, he's not.
Look, how about this? All right. If I mess it up, next one's for free.
I'll take it elsewhere, Anya, love.
Is she all right?
There are more now than ever. A throbbing hive behind the wallpaper, in all the walls, under all the stairs.
Oh, don't hassle me. I'm going to need more ink. That's the deal. If there's no ink, they'll stop coming and we'll all be screwed. Just a thimbleful will do. Pop it behind the cistern, OK?
Sweetheart.
Just a moment. Hattie's taking me. Look, my appointment's this afternoon.
Just pop your T-shirt up a bit. Lovely. This might just be a wing's a bit cold.
It's fine.
Fantastic. Now this is, I don't know if you've ever had an ultrasound before, but this gel acts as a conductive aid, which means we get an altogether better picture.
Okay.
Can you both see all right?
Yeah. I'm just a friend.
That's okay.
We work together, we're not...
Hattie, shh, love. Okay. And, everything we see pops up here on the screen. It's all a bit blinky and scratchy to start with, but we're basically looking for maybe something the size of a kidney bean. Oh, and I think we've got a candidate here.
Gosh.
Okay. A little smaller than we'd expect for this stage of development. All the same. Oh, maybe this little girl or boy's got a brother or a sister here. Little beans. Yeah. Definitely more than one little... Looking perfectly healthy. Oh, good God.
How many are there?
Listen, it's an old machine and it's got a couple of nervous ticks. Would you mind if I...
How many can you see?
It's just...
How many?
I'll just go and get the technician. Maybe we can...
It's OK. Just go and talk to the man outside. He's ours.
He's a bit on the spectrum.
Oh, yes, I think I saw him.
Hattie, can you see the screen?
It's like a jar of jelly beans. Well, it's information. I think we've seen everything we came to.
What?
What's that face for?
Just having a moment.
Squeeze.
Thank you.
Oh. Do you want me to hold your hand?
Maybe when we're in the cab.
In Pixie Juice by Ed Harris, Anya was Indira Varma, Ken was Peter Polycarpu, Moss Paul Baisley, and Hattie Louise Brealey. Tom was Will Howard, Bella Priyanga Burford, and the nurse was Carolyn Pickles. The director was Jonquil Panty.
If you'd like to receive our newsletter with full details of the week's radio dramas, just search for BBC Radio Drama Newsletter.